This is American Roots from New Orleans. Bob Dylan's songs are part of American consciousness. Over the years, they've drawn on it and have affected it. His sources are many in blues and ballads, ancient and modern poetry, the beauties and absurdities of life, love, and loss. Bob's contributions to the big river of songs have been recognized worldwide. The young man from Hibbing, Minnesota, is now an elder, a Nobel laureate. But we listeners didn't need that or any such weather vane to prize Bob Dylan. It was and is always in his words and voice, music and memory, where fans and friends found inspiration. The many chronicles, documentaries, analyses, and LPs featuring Dylan are out there to hear and see. So we'll mostly let the mystery be at this dark, cold year's end, waiting for the light. Beginning with the blues, one Dylan likely learned from Mississippi mentor Big Joe Williams, and then added to it in 1962, Dylan on American Roots.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know it hurts me so. Baby, please don't go. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Don't drive me from your door. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't leave. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know it hurts me so. Baby, please don't go. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Don't drive me from your door. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't leave. Baby, please don't go.
Out of the wild west, leaving the towns I love the best. Thought I'd seen some ups and downs till I come into New York town. People going down to the ground, buildings going up to the sky. Wintertime in New York town, the wind blowing the snow around. Walk around with nowhere to go, somebody can freeze right to the bone. I froze right to the bone. New York Times said it was the coldest winter in 17 years. I didn't feel so cold then. I swung on to my old guitar, grabbed hold of a subway car. After rocking, reeling, rolling, ride, I landed up on the downtown side. Greenwich Village. I walked down there and ended up in one of them coffee houses on the block. I'd get on the stage, sing and play. Man, I say, come back some other day. You sound like a hillbilly. We want folk singers here. Well, I got a harmonica job, begun to play, blowing my lungs out for a dollar a day. I blew it inside out and upside down. The man there said he loved my sound. He's raving about it. He loved my sound. Dollar a day's worth. After After weeks and weeks of hanging around, I finally got a job in New York town. In a bigger place, bigger money too. Even joined a union and paid my dues. Now, a very great man once said that some people rob you with a fountain pen. It don't take too long to find out just what he was talking about. A lot of people don't have much food on their table, but they got a lot of forks and knives, and they gotta cut something. So one morning when the sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town. Pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
Talking New York, written for Dylan's own journey there and back to a Minneapolis apartment where it was recorded in December 1961. Talking New York was based on the traditional hard times in the country working on Keddie's farm. It's on Dylan's first LP, 1962, produced by John Hammond, who brought the singer to Columbia Records. Dylan got his sense of joyful journey from hero Woody Guthrie, who he'd visited in the hospital near New York City in East Orange, New Jersey, in the later stages of Guthrie's terminal illness. Woody, too, had made the journey to New York a little over a decade earlier. During those travels, Guthrie constantly heard Kate Smith on radio singing God Bless America, written by Irving Berlin. He wrote a song in response.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me. I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Mr. Tambourine Man, the iconic tune of reverie and fantasy, written in 1964 and heard the next year on the LP, Bringing It All Back Home. The Tambourine Man was Bruce Langhorne, a street musician Dylan knew from Greenwich Village, who carried around a giant Turkish tambourine, 4 inches deep and covered in a sheepskin. It was not all romance and reverie. Dylan's protest music's front and center in the earlier 1963 sessions for the magazine Broadside, where he sang as Blind Boy Grunt. That was a pseudonym used to avoid contractual issues. Here's a content warning on the disturbing images of war and Dylan's song, John Brown.
John Brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore. His mother sure is proud of him. Hello, he stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mother's face broke out all in a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says. Lots of medals you will get. And we'll put them on the wall when you come home. When that old train pulled out, John's ma began to shout, telling everyone in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile as she showed them from to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Lord, Lord, good old-fashioned war. And the letters ceased to come for a long time. They did not come. They ceased to come for about 9 months or more. Then a letter finally came saying, go down and meet the train. Your son's coming home from the war. She smiled and went right down. She looked up and all around, but she did not see her soldier son in sight. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. His face was all shot up, and his hands were both blown off, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow in a voice she did not know, while she could not even recognize his face. Oh, tell me, my darling son, pray tell me what they've done. How is it that you've come to be this way? He tried his best to talk as his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her head away. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. Gee, thank God you wasn't standing in my shoes. Lord, I thought when I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most is when my enemy came close and I saw that his face looked just like mine. Lord, Lord, just like mine. And through, and I could not help but think, through the thunder rolling stink, that I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roaring smoke, the string had finally broke, and a cannonball, it blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his ma was still in shock, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand. Lord, Lord, down to her hand. How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The Enduring Song, said to be written in 15 minutes by the Nobel laureate from Hibbing, Minnesota. It was side one, track one, on the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, 1963. That's the album cover where Bob is arm in arm through winter slush in Greenwich Village with Suze Rotolo. In a moment, Hard Rain, Now and Then on American Roots.